Blog Talk Radio.
Done. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine. I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, myself gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So, the basic life premise is what I'm talking about today. And what I want to get to in this short time basically is that your life is governed by what is true. Okay? And truth is truth no matter what. Okay? Truth, what makes something true is that it is always that way for everybody, every time, okay? It is not some random idea. Truth is, okay? Truth is all the time, everywhere, for everybody. That is what the word means, okay? It's not individualized, and it's not conditional. Okay, truth is what it is. But your life is governed by truth. Okay, and all that is real for us in this universe. And that might be a hard concept for you to capture right now, but the truth of the matter is you already know this, and you really don't even need to know that. But I'm making this distinction mainly because you must understand that what is true and what you believe may be two different things. Okay? Your experience of life is governed by what you believe. Okay? You and I may be intellectually equal. We may be equal in height, in size, in demeanor. Okay? Even financially, we may be on the same level. We may agree on how to live our lives and what's good and what's bad. Okay? Because again, those are opinions. Those are our own personal adoptions, some of which have been passed on from our families. some of them don't even make sense. But if we believe it, then it becomes a part of our life and a part of the way in which we live our lives and interact with others. Now, mind you, this has absolutely nothing to do with truth, which is what your life is governed by. People often say, why is it that bad things happen to good people? Well, we could pretty much hang our hat on the fact that there are a lot of things that were not taken into account when that bad thing happened. Okay? Maybe there were things we overlooked or things that we weren't prepared for. And these things were truths. Okay? But our belief system is from understanding that truth. Okay? So again, there might be a hard concept for you to accept, but if you can understand that gravity is whether you believe it or not, okay, then you will understand what a truth is. Okay? Cannot be denied. Everything that goes up will come down, period. Okay? Now, no matter how far you travel around the world, you will not fall off. Whether or not you believe the earth is flat or whether you believe it's round, the truth is the truth. Now, you may, as it has been said, you may restrict your travel because you feel, well, I don't want to go to the end of the earth. I'm afraid of what may happen. I don't want to go to Australia. I don't want to go to the North Pole. I don't want to, you know, exceed, you know, a certain latitude and longitude because we're afraid of what may happen. We're not thoroughly convinced that the earth is round and that we'll just keep going and probably repeat certain destinations because we're going round and round. And so it is with our lives. We repeat relationships. Okay? The guy you were with 2 years ago is starting to become very similar to the one you're with now. Okay? Or vice versa. We start to notice that the present guy has the same characteristics as the old guy that you got rid of. And you ask yourself, you know, what is it with these guys? The fact is, what is it with you that you keep choosing the same dude? Same guy, okay? The names in the faces, same thing, okay? Because this is your belief, and basically we make choices based upon our beliefs. That's it. It never occurs to us. Well, it seldom occurs to us to choose again. If that doesn't work for you, the last 20 guys that you met kept doing the same thing or treating you the same way or making you feel, quote unquote, the way that you do, then it's you who needs to make an adjustment. This type of guy does not work for you, or somehow you are influencing this particular type of person to respond or treat you a certain way. And so often I hear people say, well, that's just what I like. And oftentimes we accept the repercussions that come And therefore, we keep going back to the classroom again and again. Life is constantly teaching us lessons and showing us what is true, what is real, undeniably. But we make choices based upon our beliefs, our own ideas of how things should be rather than how they are. There's a lot of noise going on these days about racism or hate, division. And everybody's got an opinion, of course. But here's what I know. We all want the same thing. All of us. Doesn't matter where you come from, what language you speak, what your cultural background is, what you're familiar with, or anything of that sort. We all want the same thing. We are born of the same. And that is the truth about us. And we're made in the image and likeness of our Creator. And we are here as co-creators, here to create, to continue God's creation. Now, oftentimes people, they kind of play with that statement, and they think it has all kinds of liberties, and they try to take it in all different directions, and there's one truth. And that would be it. There is one present, and we are all. Of that particular present, the spiritual beings have a human experience. But sometimes we forget that, and we start thinking we're human beings having a spiritual experience from time to time when it's convenient, when we decide to show up. But the reality is that our wants, needs, desires, hopes, and dreams are often, and they come from a certain place because we are basically of the same sort and want the same things. Now, how we choose to go about getting that depends upon our orientation, where we come from, our culture, okay, our training, our upbringing, the thoughts that were gone to us, sometimes our religion, our fears, okay? And these very same things can also corner you, just back you into a corner, make you feel powerless rather than power-filled. And when that happens, we lose our lust for life. We grasp on to those ideas or those thoughts that don't help us to grow, don't help us to produce, don't help us to create. Instead, they simply chain us to repeat the past, chain us to the very things that we were trying to get away from. We become our own oppressors because we fail to see the truth while we are hell-bent on our beliefs. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let me teach you what I know. You change your life today. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.